Welcome and Sabbath blessing on this High Sabbath, January 4, 2025. This is our lesson 425 from our chapter 83, entitled The Walk to Emmaus, Part 3. Welcome, everyone. I hope you can all see the presentation in the room. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the tiny team hymn, I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. My throat is crying somehow. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Okay. We are going to ask one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, to open their section with prayer. May you want your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless everybody. Thank you, God, for the seventh day. Keep it holy. Sixth day shall I labor, do all my work. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Praise it to people who's in the Sabbath and who's not in the Sabbath. Praise it to sick people who usually be in the Sabbath and make that sickness or cold stop so they can join us in the Sabbath. And if they have kids, they can learn new things like like everyone else might be doing, learning new things, writing down in their books so they can understand more things that they learn. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It is story time, little ones, of our lessons. And let's have a listen here for dear brother. We'll continue with part 5 of our chapter 22 entitled Condemned by Pilate in our story of Jesus' lesson book.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 19 and Matthew 27. And from henceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou release this man, thou art no friend of, not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." That scared Pilate. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult or a riot was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it." That was a lame excuse. Pilate tried hard to release the Savior, but not hard enough. But the Jews cried out, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." John 19:12. This was touching Pilate's weak place. He was already under suspicion by the Roman government, and he knew that if a report of this kind would bring his ruin, if word got back to Caesar, there's a guy down in Jerusalem that's trying to make himself king. Caesar would probably send some boys down there, and they'd execute Pilate instead because he didn't stop it. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult or a riot was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You're responsible for it." Matthew 27:24. Next slide, please. In vain, Pilate tried to free himself from the guilt of condemning Jesus. Had he acted promptly and firmly at the first, carrying out his conviction of right, he would not have been overborne by the mob. They would not have presumed to dictate to him. His wavering and indecision proved his ruin. He didn't stand for principle. He saw that he could not release Jesus and yet retain his own position and honor. Rather than lose his worldly power, he chose to sacrifice an innocent life. Yielding to the demands of the mob, he again scourged Jesus. That means he whipped him a second time. You see the picture? The third picture up there at the top shows a man being whipped on his bare back. And the whip they used had metal pieces in the ends of it. And that tore the flesh of the person being whipped. Let's see. But in spite of his precaution, the very thing he dreaded afterward came upon him. His honors were stripped from him. He was cast down from his high office and stung by remorse and wounded pride. Not long after the crucifixion, he ended his own life. We would say he committed suicide. This is taken from the story of Jesus, page 137. And one day he's going to see that same Jesus coming in the clouds of heaven. And you can't imagine what he's going to think. But it won't be happy thoughts. Back to you, Rose.
Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing this first part of our lesson of part 5 in our Tiny Tot lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place, dear ones, January the 11th, 2025. So it's time for our Tiny Tots and parents and our guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. Our topic is Mama of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear for our dear brother Wood.
So blessings everyone. Here's today's study concerning Mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson and our topic, Mammals of the Bible, is taken from Family Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 5, A Soldier and a Widow. In Luke chapter 7, verses 6 to 8, and it says, Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself. For I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but saying a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. In today's lesson, we'll be looking through lesson 3, A Camel's Body. And the memory verse for the whole story is Matthew 8:8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Then Jesus went with them. And the character quality of the story is trustfulness versus mistrust. Trustfulness is a confidence in God to direct in all matters of your life. Nature, a camel's body. The body of a dromedary camel may look unusual to you. Do you know how tall it stands? It stands from 6 to 7 feet, 1.8 to 2.1 meters tall at the shoulders. Do you know how much the dromedary camel weighs? It weighs from 550 to 1,500 pounds, or 250 to 680 kilograms. It has a long curved neck, skinny legs, tiny ears, a long nose, a hump on its back, and huge feet. It has been said that a dromedary camel looks like it was made out of leftover parts from several other animals. But we know that God knew exactly how to make the camel and provided it with all the perfect body parts for living in a hot, sandy desert. This camel has a rope-like tail almost 21 inches, or 53 centimeters long. Its short fur, which is colored shades of light brown, helps protect its body from the heat of the sun. Camels range in color from brown to camel's hair tan to white. All camels lose their fur in the spring and grow a new coat by autumn. The fur falls off so fast that it makes them appear ragged. There are callus-like bare spots on their chests and leg joints. Thick, leathery skin grows on these spots. The camel is a most unusual mammal. Remember, however, it is not trustworthy in a rare rainstorm on the desert. Camels cause trouble for their owners. With so much water around, the camel does not need men to draw water out of the deep wells for it. While it is raining, the camels often try to run away. If they do, some come back when it stops, but some are never seen again. The camel needs people to survive on the dry deserts, and people need the camel to survive. Here in our mind, things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. move and wear a backpack, remember what a camel carries on its back. 3, when yourself or another person proves to be untrustworthy, say a prayer for yourself or for him or her, even, to not be like the camel. 4, have you ever heard someone say this camel, all colored? Remember the camel was named after. Remember the color was named after the camel. Here and reinforce activities you can do to help you remember lessons. 1, look for the camel family. Use your encyclopedia or guidebook to identify them. 2, measure a square on the side of a building to see the size of a camel. 3, when help mother or father or anybody else looking after you, do some hand sewing. Remember the Bible text. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter to the kingdom of God. Matthew 19:24. Or be Matthew 8:8, which is supposed to be the memory verse, which we already read in the first slide. 5, for individual activities, stories and poems, use the booklet and talk children's Bible activities, stories and poems for this quarter. 6, say a memory verse. The remarkable prayer food. Christ inquires of everyone professing his name, lovest thou me? If you love Jesus, you will love the souls for whom he died. A man may not bear the most pleasant exterior. He may be deficient in many respects. But if he has a reputation for straightforward honesty, he will gain the confidence of others. The love of truth, the dependence and confidence which men can replace in him, will remove or overbear objectionable features in his character. Trustworthiness in your place and calling, a willingness to deny self for the purpose of benefiting others, will bring peace of mind and the favor of God. 6 Testimonies, Volume 3, Four Testimonies, page 353. And now I'll turn the mic back to Mom.
Amen. And remember, little ones, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Our opening song, so our theme, is a hymn entitled Pass Me Not. You could find it in number 559. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Lend me at thy throne of mercy, find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, have my unbeaten Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another's thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Trusting only in thy merit will I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Who in heaven but thee? Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the elder sibling, Mommy Sagari, so even our guests would like to open the family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect my family. And what we're going to be learning, while we know that the word we're going to be learning is just not about God, it's about other things about God. And thank you for things that people are learning. And people said everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 28, from the King James Virgin, and it reads, "And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and our guests, those listening in other devices, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled "The Walk to Emmaus" of our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear Remnant family would like to take one of the verses, maybe I'm with your mic.
Luke chapter 24, verse 29, King James Version. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went to the tarry with them.
Amen.
Luke 24, verse 30, King James Version. And it came to pass as he sat at meat then with them, he took bread and blessed it, and gave to them. Luke 24:31. King named Britain. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight.
Luke 24:32. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures?
Amen. Today we will cover pages 800 through 801. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the desired ages, page 800. Who would like to continue in this paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 800. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jessica.
No, dear brother, you can go ahead. I'll take after you. We'll share.
Okay. Desire of Ages, page 800. Continuing, during the journey, the sun had gone down, and before the travelers reached their place of rest, the laborers in the fields had left their work. As the disciples were about to enter their home, the stranger appeared as though he would continue his journey. Next slide, please.
Continuing, but the disciples felt drawn to him. Their souls hungered to hear more from him. Abide with us, they said. He did not seem to accept the invitation, but they pressed it upon him, urging, it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Christ yielded to this entreaty and went in to tarry with them. The Desire of Ages, page 800, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. Margins. Taken from scripture singer song in the section God's Love. Memory verse CD.
Because with us joined, that if one dies.
We are still in page 800. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic?
Had the disciples failed to press their invitation, they would not have known that their traveling companion was the risen Lord. Christ never forces his company upon anyone. He entrusts himself in those who needed him. Who need him. Gladly will he enter the humblest home and share the lowliest heart. Next slide, please. Continuing, but if men are too
indifferent
to think of their heavenly guest or ask him to abide with them, he passes on. Thus many meet with great loss. They do not know Christ any more than did the disciples as he walked with them by the way. Desire of Ages, page 800, paragraph 3.
The Desire of Ages, page 800. The simple evening meal of bread is soon prepared. It is placed before the guest who has taken his seat at the head of the table. Now he puts forth his hands to bless the food. The disciples start back in astonishment. The companion spreads forth his hands in exactly the same way as their master used to do. They look again, and lo, they see in his hands the print of nails. Both exclaim at once, "It is the Lord Jesus! He has risen from the dead." Desire of Ages, page 800, paragraph 4.
Desire of Ages, page 801. They rise to cast themselves at his feet and worship him, but he had vanished out of their sight. They looked at the place which he had been occupied by one whose body had lately lain in the grave, and say to each other, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures?" The Desire of Ages, page 801, paragraph 1.
Continuing the reading. But with this great news to communicate, they cannot sit and talk. Their weariness and hunger are gone. They leave their meal untasted, and full of joy, immediately set out again on the same path by which they came, hurrying to tell the tidings to the disciples in the city. In some parts the road is not safe, but they climbed over the steep places, slipping on the smooth rocks. And continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing, they do not see, they do not know, that they have the protection of him who has traveled the road with them. With their pilgrim staff in hand, they press on, desiring to go faster than they dare. They lose their track, but find it again. Sometimes running, sometimes stumbling, they press forward, their unseen companion, close beside them all the way. The Desire of Ages, page 801, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let us learn another beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16, margin. also found in Scripture Sing a Song in the section The Living Word in the Memory Verse CD. Amen. We are still in the Desire of Ages, dear ones, but this is page 801. Who would like to take the following paragraph? May you unmute your mind.
But the night is dark, but the Sun of Righteousness is shining upon them. Their hearts leap for joy. They seem to be in a new world. Christ is a living Savior. They no longer mourn over him as dead. Christ is risen over and over again, they repeat. Next slide, please.
Continuing, this is the message they are carrying to the sorrowing ones. They must tell the wonderful story of the walk to Emmaus. They must tell who joined them by the way they carried the greatest message ever given to the world, a message of glad tidings upon which the hopes of the human family for a time and for eternity depend. The Desire of Ages, page 801, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 3, margin. This is found in the Desire of All Nations, Sunlight Sound Studio, Memory Verse CD, but this is in volume 1.
Shine for the For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah 60, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our part three of our study. We are going to reserve the question till we meet next Sabbath by God's grace. So next week, we'll be reviewing part three of our chapter entitled The Walk to Emmaus. If you have any other question besides these, dear ones, and if it need to be able to be researched, you could send it before the latest date on Thursday. Otherwise, you can hold it. We meet again by God's grace. We are going to ask anyone of the little one, mummies or daddies, or even our guests to close our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for giving us an opportunity once more to gather and to learn the beautiful truths of your word. We thank you, Lord, as we move forward. We pray for all the blessings that is still in store for us. We thank you for the little ones and their participation. We also thank you for their parents as well. Be with us as we move on to the next section. Please continue to provide all the blessings that we can receive today. I pray that you elevate our minds and that you keep our attention on all your words, I pray. Bless the speaker in the next section, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be reviewing chapter 83, The Walk to Emmaus Part 3, and that will take place January 11, 2025. Leaving this quote, dear ones, and also the scripture. This scripture is taken from Psalms 100. And the quote is taken from Testimony for the Church, Volume 8, page 13, paragraph 3. And it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Entering into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise, be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation." May you all have a wonderful rest of this high Sabbath. God bless everyone.